I'm Naomi Lewin, and with me today is Russian baritone Dmitry Khodostovsky, who is currently singing the role of Don Carlo in the Met production of Hernani. WQXR is broadcasting that at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Dmitry Khodostovsky was born in Siberia. He came to major international fame in 1989 when he beat out Bryn Terfel on Terfel's home turf to win the Singer of the World competition in Cardiff, Wales. Since then, he has gone on to perform in opera houses all over the world, where he is particularly known for singing Verdi. Welcome to WQXR. And so tell me, when did you first know that you had a Verdi baritone voice?
I knew it right away since I was born.
Right from the cradle?
Yes. Yeah. I was a small boy, and I was already singing this Verdi tunes in Russian. Something like Di Provenza. It was such a well-known tune, and also we had so many great recordings of singers, the great singers of the past and present that time. And I always remember somebody like Pavel Lisitsyan singing these tunes in one breath in Russian. Di Provenza il mare sol, da 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 da. So literally a half a page of Germont's aria, he sang just one breath. So I had to take after him.
Забыл край милый свой, бросил ты Прованс родной, где так много светлых дней было в юности твоей. Лес поля родной приют, тебя странника зовут. Отдохнуть на луне их, в их объятиях родных. Горем здесь измучен ты, скибли все твои мечты. Там же нет борьбы судьбой, там воскреснешь ты душой. Да, там нет борьбы с судьбой, там воскреснешь ты душой. Мольбе моей, мольбе моей, внемли. Поздние мои безотрадно тихо шли, тщетно ждал в родную сень я тебя и ночь и день. Скучен был мне отчий дом, вид полей родных лесов. Грустный взор не веселил, одинок я в жизни был, но прошел печальный срок, сердце нет былых тревог, с той же светлою душой я стою перед тобой. Да прошел печальный срок, сердце нет былых тревог. Мольбе моей, мольбе моей, внемли.
1948 recording of the great Armenian Soviet baritone Pavel Lisitsyan singing Di Provenza il Mar from Giuseppe Verdi's opera La Traviata in Russian. Alexander Orlov led the Bolshoi Theater Orchestra. I'm Naomi Lewin speaking with the great Siberian baritone Dmitry Khorostovsky, who is singing Don Carlo in the current Met production of Verdi's opera Hernani. I know you've worked a lot at the Met, but still, was it at all scary to make your role debut as Don Carlo in Hernani there?
It's crazy. I think he totally out of his mind to make the debut of such role at the Met. But I did it, and I don't regret it. And I'm having so much fun, because also Met, the stage and the auditorium provokes me to sing in the best way compared by anywhere else I sing. You know, what I do at the Met is almost, you know, close to perfectness, you know, in terms of my own possibilities. And it's a right atmosphere, right balance acoustically. And the size of this theater makes me sing just good enough.
Some people would say more than just good enough.
Yes, but, you know, the size, you know, it's one of the largest theaters in the world, and so it'll provoke you to push, but it doesn't somehow. I feel it very comfortable. And anywhere else I go to sing the same stuff that I'm singing at the Met, it feels like a piece of cake to me.
Hernani is going to be your third HD broadcast at the Met. Mm. How do the cameras, and knowing that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of more people all over the world watching and listening, how does that change your performance?
Well, it tries not to change, because you don't have to do anything extra. But probably the opposite, because you know that the camera and the sound is for the mic. So you should reduce your address to the audience, and you should work for much smaller impact.
Your gestures.
Your gesture and everything. And of course, you should look credible. I didn't say beautiful, but credible. Whatever you play, I mean, most of the time I'm playing villains, so I look credible enough, I hope.
Is it more fun to play the villains?
Absolutely, absolutely. But this one is a kind of a strange figure who's been given the greatest music in the whole opera. I think it's been one of the really, truly a baritone opera. And also historical figure, Carlos V, who tried to unite Europe at his time. And he was a very clever, great and truthfully humane person, although he slaughtered quite a few people fighting for the throne. But in this opera, he's just becoming one of the far too many lovers who loves the same girl. But he makes the wise decision, which is not really reflected and shown very brightly in this opera. It's just one part of the aria that he talks about being enthroned and seeing the future as a winner and conqueror. But in his mind, he just throws one little phrase, "Dase," on himself, that he calmed his desires about Elvira, the girl, and decides to be an emperor.
Now we'll hear Dmitry Khorostovsky sing Carlo's Act 3 soliloquy, "Grandio ode verdanni miei." Mario Bernardi conducts the Philharmonia of Russia.
Sui sepolcrali marmi affinalo e pugnal per trucidarmi. Scetri dovizie, onori, bellezze, gioventù, che siete voi. Cimben tendi, incessante affanne, finché giunto allo scoglio della tomba, quando
the aria Grandio o de Verdani miei from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Ernani. Mario Bernardi led the Philharmonia of Russia with my guest, baritone Dmitry Khorostovsky, who's part of the Met's current production of Ernani. How are you liking working with Angela Mead and the rest of the cast?
Oh, they're all very, very good, and Angela has an excellent technique and great voice, and I think she's really one of the most talented and promising American singers. I feel very happy and proud to work with her. Roberto Di Biasio is one of the also newcomers, and he has an excellent voice and a right type of voice for this title role and for the size of the Met. And of course, working with someone like Ferruccio Forlanetto is a joy, it's a pleasure. I mean, I only got to know him quite recently, and we work almost nonstop together on many productions at the Met and also elsewhere. He's a wise, experienced, humorous, dark soul sometimes person. Being around is a pleasure, really.
Here is Ferruccio Fulanetto's humorous side. He sings the catalog aria from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. Herbert von Karajan conducts the Berlin Philharmonic.
Malanga. Il catalogo è questo, delle belle chiamò il padron mio, un catalogo è che ho fatto io. Osservate, leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. 640. In La Magna 231. Cento in Francia, in Turchia 91. Cameriere cittadine, contesse e baronesse, marchesane, principesse, i bandoni, doni, 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 doni. In Italia 640, in Lamagna 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna sono già 1.300. Tra queste contadine, cameriere, cittadine, ma contesse, parole, se marchesane, principesse, e fantasie, ogni parola, ogni parola, ogni parola.
The catalog aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni, sung by bass Ferruccio Furlanetto. He's currently playing opposite my guest, Dmitri Chorostovsky, in Ernani at the Met. I'm Naomi Lewin, and this is WQXR. You have a new DVD out of scenes from Verdi operas, plus a little bit of Faust, recorded with soprano Sandra Radvanovsky. Tell me about that project.
Oh, she's great, isn't she? She's a really one of the best existing voices of a century. She's amazing. She was a savior at that time. You know, I had to present Angela Gheorghiu in my series of concerts, Chorostovsky in France, in Russia, in Moscow. And Angela canceled in the last moment, believe me or not, but she does it gracefully. And I had to scream SOS for anyone who ever is available. So my people found Sandra, who was available, but she was in America, so she had to fly in the shortest possible period of time. We had one rehearsal and went on stage singing, and it was the greatest one of the really most fantastic experiences I ever had. It was inspirational. It was a lot of fun, and I always been fan of her singing. Such a great voice, dark, rounded. Almost contralto sounding like.
Here is Sandra Radvanovsky, along with Dmitri Chorostovsky, in a duet from their new DVD. It's the Act 4 confrontation scene from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Trovatore.
Thank you. sorrete, tra mille trosce spasemi, cento plegar suo morte.
Sì!
Più levi e più terribile, ti vanno il mio dolore, più levi e più terribile, ti vanno.
Sera,
The confrontation scene between Leonora and the Count de Luna from Verdi's Il Trovatore from the new DVD filmed live in concert, Khorostovsky in Moscow with guest artist Sandra Radvanovsky. Konstantin Orbelian led the Philharmonia of Russia. I'm Naomi Lewin, speaking with Dmitry Khorostovsky. Was that concert that is on the videotape, was that the first time you two had worked
together? Absolutely, it was the first time that, actually, almost the first time that we have met. Because I remember her singing the previous production of Metz Trovatore. I came backstage and I squeezed compliments out of myself because I was too shy. And years later, we found out that she was so shy that she couldn't simply talk, and neither could I. So, you know, it happens.
Seems hard to believe.
Yes, but, you know, I always am shy when I come in to see an artist backstage.
Really?
Because it's a miracle what's going on stage, and I have such a high admiration to people performing on stage.
You have a new CD out. Your CD is Rachmaninoff Romances, and it goes back to your Russian roots, obviously. Are singers who grow up in Russia trained using Rachmaninoff songs the way Italianate singers are trained with songs like Caro Mio Ben?
We've been trained to sing Caro Mio Ben as well. And only the Aria Antica is a need. But Rachmaninoff, again, it has something to do with my roots, my own roots. Because Rachmaninoff, anything that he has written, it sounds Eastern. The root of his surname, Rachman, is an Eastern name. So obviously he has a very strong bonds with Eastern music, and also it was a huge influence of Eastern music and the whole classic Russian music throughout the 19th and 20th centuries.
By Eastern, you mean?
By Eastern.
Eastern Russia?
No, not only.
Eastern as in Middle Eastern
the
or
Middle Eastern,
Far Eastern?
Yes, the Far East has been always a very strong bonds during the 19th century, the Tsar's power. Or 18th, 17th century, there's been always a very strong links, especially cultural. So Rachmaninoff is Russian, Eastern, nostalgic, melancholic. That's what describes a Russian soul. So it's very dear to me and always has been. And I also find it especially exciting and remarkably beautiful to sing, to vocalize his music.
Here's a song from the new Rachmaninoff Romances CD, the song I Beg You, Do Not Leave, Onyet Mayu Nye Uchodi. The pianist is Ivari Ilya.
Onyet Mayu Nye Uchodi. Я слишком счастлив этой мукой. Сильней прижми меня к груди, скажи, люблю. Пришел я вновь, больной, измученный и бледный. Смотри, какой я слабый. Как мне нужна твоя любовь. Мучений новых впереди я жду, как ласк, как поцелуя, и об одном молю тоскуя. О, будь со мной, не уходи, о, будь со мной.
Baritone Dmitry Khorostovsky and pianist Ivari Ilya performing Sergei Rachmaninoff's song, I Beg You, Do Not Leave. The text is by Dmitry Merezhovsky. He belonged to the Silver Age of Russian poetry. The CD includes settings of some of the top names in Russian literature. How did you go about choosing the songs for it?
Well, it's teamwork, and we had to work through the proposed songs and record some of the material that I have been singing throughout my career. We really worked hard on choosing.
Well, you say that there are songs you've been singing throughout your career. Are there particular songs on the CD that bring back particular memories for you?
Always, The Silence of the Night, which has been my trademark for many years since the Cardiff competition.
What special meaning does that have to you? Why is it your...
Well, it's like it's a very lyric, beautiful tune that requires kind of a bel canto type singing with the legato and cantilena. And also it requires the longest possible breath, that I'm throwing the last phrase with no breath at all and keep it through the piano pianissimo to the end until it dies.
That was Dmitri Khorostovsky with his signature song, In the Silence of the Night, from his new CD, Rachmaninoff Romances, with Ivari Ilya at the keyboard. I'm Naomi Lewin, speaking with Dmitri Khorostovsky. He's singing Carlo in the current production of Hernani. The live broadcast of Hernani is coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon on WQXR. I produce intermission features for the Met broadcast, and a couple of years ago, I did one about their wig maker, who said that they put wigs on just about everybody, but they don't put wigs on you because you have such great hair, and audiences want to see it. Now, surely at some point, somebody has tried to insist on changing your look.
Of course, it feels best if you're not wearing a wig, and extra layers take some sound off. As long as I keep my own hair, I probably will try to.
You have had a big international career for some 20 years now. What is still left on the list of things that you would really like to do?
Well, anything I'm doing and I have been doing, I chose personally. Nobody has ever pushed me to do anything. And, of course, my priorities have grown along with my own personal ego and my music interests. So I've been doing even different genres of music. I've been doing pop music and folk and you name it. And I always been quite determined to establish myself in the opera stage as a Verdian baritone. And I do have a great career, and I shouldn't spoil it. So that's the main thing that I'm giving my priority to, singing at the opera. And I'm loving it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned to WQXR for the Metropolitan Opera broadcast of Ernani, with Marcello Giordani as Ernani, Angela Mead as Elvira, Ferruccio Fulanetto as Da Silva, and my guest Dmitri Chorostovsky as Carlo. For WQXR, I'm Naomi Lewin.